This is KUT. Have you ever filled out a job application which asks you to check a box if you have a criminal record? Over the summer, Austin City Council member Greg Kassar put together a group to look for ways Austin businesses could change that practice. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on the city's efforts to ban the box.
One of the toughest challenges for Marvin Jones has been finding a job. His resume has a 30-year employment gap. He was locked up during that time.
Before I got the job that I have now, I'm about to put in 1,500 applications.
He did land some interviews.
When I tell them I have a associate's degree, and I have a bachelor's degree, and I have a master's degree, they're happy about that. But when I tell them I have a background, it canceled it out. So
Jones only got a job after he built relationships with the people at his church. He now manages the parking lot at All Saints Episcopal Church and works for Goodwill. The nonprofit has an employment program for ex-offenders. Still, it's not the picture his college professors painted while he was attending classes in prison.
They say they want you to succeed, but everything's against you. My degrees have not helped me one bit since I've been out.
Despite the challenges, Jones is now in a stable position. In Texas, more than 166,000 incarcerated people will need jobs when they're released. Mark Washington with the City of Austin's HR department says now that the city has banned the box, their hiring process is faster.
Instead of spending time checking backgrounds of every applicant, we focus on just the top selected applicant after we've ensured that that person is the most qualified person for the position.
Travis County is doing the same. Now, the Austin City Council wants to expand the Ban the Box program to private employers. The council will talk about how to do that later this month. Joy Diaz, KUT News.